Joe Biden's amnesty push absent from Schumer's three essential agenda items. By Hannah Blow on January 22, 2021. President Biden's massive amnesty push is noticeably absent from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY top three essential agenda items, which the New York lawmaker outlined on Friday. Prior to officially assuming office, Biden's team began pushing his aggressive immigration plan, which will essentially grant U.S. citizenship to anyone who can prove they were in the United States illegally on or before January 1, thereby granting amnesty to over 11 million illegal aliens. Transition officials apparently chose to use that language to blunt any rush to the border, according to a report from the Washington Post. However, a migrant caravan is traveling through Central America in hopes of taking advantage of what many predict will be lax immigration enforcement from the Biden administration. A transition official told NBC News that help is on the way, but now is not the time to make the journey. As Breitbart News detailed, Biden's amnesty plan includes few cursory mentions of American families while championing the demands of migrants, employers, and investors and fails to reference the impact mass foreign competition will have on Americans' wages. Overall, the bill offers to dramatically expand corporate revenues, real estate values, and Wall Street stocks by supercharging the chaotic flow of foreign consumers and workers into American jobs, home, and communities, as Breitbart News reported. Even Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, blasted Biden's plans, noting that it was a rough day one for American workers under the Biden administration following the immigration push, cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline, and decision to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. Despite Biden's championship of all things amnesty-related, Schumer, interestingly, did not include the agenda item on his list of the Senate's top three essential items moving forward. Rather, the majority leader identified confirmations, coronavirus relief, and former President Trump's impeachment trial as the essential items that the Senate must and will do with urgency. Meanwhile, Biden's team is continuing the push, with his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary nominee, Alejandro Mayorkas, telling lawmakers that he would be privileged to work with Congress in advancing legislation that makes amnesty for millions of illegal aliens a reality. Biden has continued to receive mass backlash from Republicans throughout his pursuit of radical changes in U.S. immigration policy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, ripped into Biden for choosing to prioritize foreigners over the American people in the early days of his presidency, telling Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle on Wednesday. The coronavirus and government-imposed lockdowns have left millions of Americans unemployed and small businesses shut down. Our immediate national priority must be to help Americans get back to work. Instead, the first legislative priority we get from the new administration is not one aimed at lowering unemployment for Americans or reopening our economy, but a radical immigration bill granting citizenship to millions of illegal aliens. Not only does it undermine our rule of law and encourage more illegal immigration, it tells our fellow Americans their misfortune isn't our nation's top priority. Will this proposal help Americans get back to work? Most certainly not. And until that happens, the Biden administration must focus on helping our own citizens first. McCarthy said during a press conference on Thursday he was sad to see that within hours of assuming office, the new administration is more interested in helping illegal immigrants than helping our own citizens.